This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
A Gal Media property. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Wake up!
And a good Monday morning to you. It is Wake Up Call on SB Nation Radio. You know, with a lot of graduations going on or trying to go on amidst COVID, whether it's kindergarten graduation or middle school graduation, high school, college, the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, is one that is used in almost every speech, especially at like the kid level. You know, they'll have somebody read it. And you can take this story of all the places you'll go, the bright future, going out. You have different circumstances and different landing spots. And, you know, just take the plunge and go somewhere different. Couldn't be more appropriate for today. Superman Cam Newton is going to Foxborough to play for the New England Patriots. And you know what? You look around the NFL, and I'm sure there's a lot of general managers that may have kind of gone on the teeter-totter of whether or not Cam Newton was worth the gamble to try to land, and said, you know what? Of course Bill Belichick and the Patriots got the right incentive-laden deal to land Cam Newton, a former MVP. This is a win-win for both parties. The Patriots don't have to put a lot out to get a guy that may be healthy and maybe their starting quarterback, better than Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer. Or he might be hurt, he might be ineffective, and in the end they're not out a lot of money. So they're taking a gamble on a former MVP that beat Belichick twice and looked fantastic doing it when he was healthy, and an opportunity for Josh McDaniels to have a quarterback that can do different things again if healthy. But that if healthy part of the whole equation for Cam Newton is, again, coming at a low risk for the New England Patriots. They didn't sign him for $25 million. They didn't sign him for $15 million. The whole incentive-laden contract for a cash-strapped Patriots team right now is reported at 7.5. 7.5 to just take a shot at a guy that may actually be your starter and give you an opportunity to keep moving along, winning the AFC East like you've been doing year in and year out. We'll further evaluate this deal, how the Patriots landed it, why didn't other teams jump on an opportunity like this if the opportunity had presented itself, and what about Cam Newton? Is the chip on his shoulder going to mean something in 2020? We'll talk about it all next.
You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is SB Nation Radio. Cam Newton going to the Patriots. Mike Petraglia is going to join us in about half an hour. We'll at 40 past, we'll talk to him up in Boston about this deal. Where did it come from? Because it did seem to... Here's the thing. It seemed to be a surprise, but... It was one of those deals that you sort of expected to happen, but when it did happen, you were like, wow, it actually went down. You know, but when Cam Newton was available and Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers, it seemed obvious that these two sides would have at least a conversation. And you could almost envision the two sides coming to an agreement. So when the news broke, I wasn't shocked, but at the same time, it was like, wow, that came out of nowhere, because normally there's a little bit of a buildup. Like on Thursday, you might be hearing, oh, there's a buzz that Newton's representatives and the Patriots are talking. And then Friday, maybe, oh, it's getting a little closer. And then, boom, you get the weekend. And then, boom, you get Cam Newton signing. It seemed to just pop out of nowhere. Just here you go. Get an alert on your phone that Cam Newton is a New England Patriots. But we were talking about how this is a win-win for both, because you have Cam Newton who's signing an incentive-laden deal. He knows he's got a bunch of injuries. He knows he's going to need something to get back into football and back into the NFL. And it works for him, because if indeed he's healthy, as he's claiming and his camp is claiming, then he can go to the Patriots, and do some marvelous things, and he's free in 2021 to sign with whoever he wants. He can go wherever the market leads. A one-year Cam Newton with a Josh McDaniels offense, if he showcases any ability, even if they don't win a ton, even if they don't go 13-3, but he plays well and he does, he looks good and doesn't look like the foot injury is affecting the way he plants to throw the football, and all the other little nagging injuries that he's had over his career don't seem to hinder. He's going to go out there, and at 32 years old, he's 31 now, so at 32 years old, he'll be on the open market. And for the Patriots, they were going into camp with Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer and a fantastic defense, but still the quarterback position was And now they get Cam Newton, who, if he's healthy, is going to help them win the AFC East again. I mean, look, are they beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs team? You know, I don't know because, again, I don't know what kind of Cam Newton you're going to get. I know the defense, if it's as good as it was last year, the Patriots are going to be a tough out again. But if Cam Newton is good, I mean, good. The thing about the coup that this one just was, I mean, and again, look where the league was, the NFL. Where was his landing spot going to be? There weren't a lot of teams that were, even if you could get Cam Newton on the cheap, there weren't a lot of teams that had a place for him to compete for a starting job. Right? I mean, look, the Raiders are going through something with Carr and Mariota. Did he want to fit in there? I don't know. Did he want to go to the Chargers who drafted Justin Herbert and like Tyrod Taylor? That didn't seem to work. Jacksonville has a possibility with Gardner Minshew. But again, do you want to go there either? It was better for Cam Newton's camp to just wait this out. If you put it out there that he's willing to take very little money, an incentive-laden deal, then you wait it out and see where the answers come from. And it came from the Patriots, which I'm sure his camp realized was going to come from anyway. Like I said, this was not a shocking signing because it was anticipated. It just came out of nowhere. There wasn't even any news or buzz that led to this, but I don't think it blew people away that these two sides came together. There's a need and there's a want. Right? I mean, there's a want on Newton's part to showcase that he can play, that can showcase that his injuries are not going to be a detriment to anybody that signs him. And then the Patriots have an opportunity to have a competition at quarterback. So fill the competition with as much talent as you can. And really, I mean, when you step back, and I know this might be Monday morning quarterbacking a little bit, and hindsight's 20/20 to use whatever cliche you want. But is it really surprising that Bill Belichick wasn't going in to camp with Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham duking it out for a position, the quarterback position?
No, this when the news broke, it was like, of course.
Of course, right.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise that the Patriots did it. I think it was just a surprise that we finally got to hear it.
Yeah, we got to hear it. We got to see where the landing spot was.
Yeah.
Because that was the one thing we've been talking about this whole offseason is, look, we understand coronavirus. He's not being able to go to facilities and showcase his skills. He can't, visit teams. But still, is there a team out there that is going, well, I don't care about all that. If you come with the right price, come in, take a shot. If you don't work out, you don't work out.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for the one team to go, how about us? And it was the Patriots, which we weren't surprised because, again, the Patriots seemed to be that team the whole time. And now they've got them. And does work?
I know. I was going to say that. Does it kind of have like a Peyton Manning feel to it?
Sure.
I mean, we don't know too much about the quarterback. We know that, he's been oft injured. But if you just have someone who can throw the ball accurate, can run the plays that are called and let the defense keep you close in these games. Cam Newton is that person who can get you up over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the other thing too. The Patriots, I mean, because of losing Brady and because of the fact that they don't have a lot of weapons. I mean, their offensive weapon, they had Julian Edelman and a couple of guys. I mean, that's about it. I mean, there really isn't a lot of superstar weapons around them. No more Gronk. And you get to this offense where it looks like it's being built to be sort of more run heavy than it is going to be pass heavy. So it's not like Newton has to start throwing the ball all over the place and put up, 400 yards through the air for this offense to work. And I think the Belichick McDaniels sort of ability to sort of create anything around everybody mm-hmm. that's, you know, whatever talent they have around them. This is like a, this could be an offense that changes on the fly based on the things that they understand Newton can now do. So with Hoyer and Stidham, where you're asking the quarterback to protect the ball, convert some third downs, you know, keep the chains moving. We're going to run a little bit more than normal under a Hoyer-Stidham offense, can still work with Newton until you really understand what Newton's now capable of doing. Can Newton run the ball as a quarterback? Well, we'll see. I don't know. It's a foot injury. They claim he's healthy from it. He passed a physical, but we still don't know. Can he do this thing? Can he do that thing? And then you've got McDaniels, who's an offensive genius, and his ability to go, now that I know what I got, I can now start tailoring this offense a little bit more to what you do right. And if that's the case, this team is, again, if that's what's going to happen, if the projection is Newton's going to be good and play well and not be hindered by the injuries, the Patriots are going to win the AFC East again. Like I said earlier, I mean, are they Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City good? Probably not.
No.
But again, the way the NFL is structured, you don't get in the postseason and let it all play out. Who knows?
And that, just look at who's in the AFC East.
Right.
You know, I mean, you have improvements made, but Dolphins aren't doing anything this year. They're going to start a rookie quarterback. It's going to take them some time to figure things out. Jets are the Jets. I don't even know what to make of the Jets.
I don't either.
I mean, I want to think they're good, but you have a player like Jamal Adams who's wanting to out. So, obviously, I don't think he's, you know, I don't think the Jets still have it all figured out. The Bills, I mean, they're like the Jets. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes they're not. I would think that the connection of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs might be a good one, but we don't know.
We don't know. And, well, the Bills are coming off a playoff appearance, and they were sort of the heir apparent to take over this division of the Patriots.
Yes, they were.
But let's not forget that the Patriots' defense was great last year. At one point, they were the real reason they were winning games, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it wasn't like Brady was having the stellar season going into his final year with the Patriots. Yeah.
In fact, the Patriots'
defense was the one that was, you know, setting records and numbers in the early part of 2019.
Yeah, I mean, and they were coming off a Super Bowl win that the Patriots defense won. It
right.
wasn't Brady and the offense.
Exactly.
It was the Patriots defense that won that game.
So now you add this opportunity, and again, that's what it is. It's just an opportunity to see what Cam Newton can bring. And it comes cheap, and it comes with a quarterback who now is taking that chance or opportunity to showcase what he still has left after being let go by the only franchise he's known. You know, he was the face of this league for a while. He was the face of Carolina.
But
now he's out to the curb.
But not one of their all-time GOAT players.
Yeah, exactly. Not one of their all-time best, right? And so now you got a chip on his shoulder. You've got a team that has got an opening for this and a brilliant offensive mind that can be creative. This could be really fun.
Yeah.
Or it could be nothing. That's the thing. It could be absolutely zilch. He could get there and they could go, well, he's not really ready. He's not healthy.
No, it could just be talk.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if that's all the Patriots get out of it, I think the Patriots are fine with that.
Now, I know he passed his physical, but we'll see if he's in football shape. And again, this, make no bones about this. How this team, right, the Patriots, with a quarterback opening, right? So any negotiation, you take a look at the other side to see what's exactly going on the other side, right? You have something, you know they want something, you negotiate, right? You know, and so the Cam Newton camp knew the Patriots couldn't have been all that excited about Stidham and Hoyer. And yet still the Patriots are able to get a low cost incentive laden deal to pull in a former MVP, albeit coming off an injury and has lost his last 8 starts that he's had. But still, it's amazing that no other team pulled this off. No other team went, you know, we'll bring Cam Newton in. What do we got to lose? It's a $7.5 million incentive laden contract for a guy that might still have a lot in the tank. Come on in. Lisfranc fracture that might be healed? Come on in. But nobody wanted to do it. Patriots had a need, filled it with a loc. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you could have fleeced the Patriots for more money, and they didn't. And the Patriots probably stood their ground going, no, we're totally cool with going with Hoyer, Stidham, and Jamar Smith. We'll have an open competition in camp. We're good. And you, so maybe the Patriots felt like on the other side, there was a want for Newton to join the Patriots. And so the two played it out, and it's a win-win for both. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. Hotline 800-224-2004. If you want to get your thoughts in on that, I'd love to hear from you as we continue along with the news of the day. But there's more news about the Patriots, and that's next as we continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, when you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, so the Patriots got Cam Newton. That was one story. And then there was the other story with the Patriots that they have been fined $1.1 million. They'll lose a draft pick next year after the NFL punished them for, remember when they filmed that game between the Bengals and the Browns? And they were doing that little segment on the Do Your Job show or whatever they had that was an internal production. And they were focusing on the advanced scout team. So the advanced scout team was in Cleveland for the Bengals-Browns game, and just so happened that they were filming some Bengals sidelines and some Bengals field work, and the NFL went, yeah, you can't really do that. And the Patriots were like, we didn't do anything. That's an independent contractor crew that was out there in Cleveland doing our work for us. They didn't know what was going on. And the NFL said, that's not our problem. You're supposed to tell these people what they're supposed to do and what they can't do. Your job was to tell them what the rules were. So this is the penalty they got. That was one of the more fun stories of 2019, was this big, huge debate we had about whether the Patriots were cheating again because they were filming the Cincinnati Bengals, a team that was on their schedule. I think it was right after. They did this in like December. And then they played the Bengals the next week. So this was the big controversy. But it was a larger story, right? Because if this had happened to any other team, it wouldn't be a big deal. You might still get the same kind of punishment because that team, let's say it was the Chargers or the Steelers, you would say, okay, you're sending a crew to a game. Here are the rules. And you should have told that crew, independent contractor or not, what the rules are. You failed to do that. Here's your punishment. But it was the Patriots who have gone through a number of these sort of incidents with the league where the benefit of the doubt didn't land in their favor. Maybe it was an innocent filming of the sideline in the field for the Bengals, but maybe it wasn't. And that was the problem. The problem was people dove right to the hole. Of course they're cheating because of what happened with the Deflategate and Spygate and the other gates that have plagued this organization. So they didn't get the whole, this is nothing. It's no big deal. It's just a miscommunication. And yeah, we got to punish this team, but you know what? It's all innocent. It wasn't really meant to be. We didn't buy that at first. And then later on, maybe it was like, maybe they didn't. But of course, the Patriots are not that kind of team that gets the benefit of the doubt. So here's the deal. They lose a draft pick, which you know they cherish, and they $1.1 million in fine and a little embarrassment for something that really wasn't, I don't think, was that huge of a deal. But it's still something. It's still something. I mean, you're not supposed to film the sideline. You're not supposed to film field work, and they did. You know, of all the teams to do it. So there you go. So the Patriots make news on both accounts. Now, here's the fun part, is that the the story of them getting fined and having a draft pick taken away because of this incident is sort of pushed to the back burner with the news that Cam Newton has been signed.
Yeah.
So it works. It's like politics. It works in both ways. It's like a Friday news dump. It's like, well, we'll damper the whole $1.1 million fine story with, hey, look what we got, a former MVP on a deal that is unbelievably cheap.
Which story came first?
Yeah, that's a good question. Which story came first?
I think it was Cam.
I knew about the Cam story first. It doesn't mean it was released first, but yeah. I knew about the Cam story first.
That, I mean, that's what's funny, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the Cam story was first. So, but that's brilliant on both parts, right?
I saw a great question on Twitter.
Which was?
A fun game. Ask an Auburn football fan whether they think Cam Newton or Jared Stidham is a better quarterback.
That's a fun thing to do, right? That's a great idea. That's fun. Both Auburn quarterbacks are in the Bill Belichick camp now.
Yep.
Right? But how do you feel if you're Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham? Like, you probably, before this news, was like, well, I could beat the other guy. I think I got a good shot at being the Patriots starting quarterback.
If you're Brian Hoyer, you're like, well, this is normal.
Right.
This is par for the course for me.
But you think Hoyer was like, I could beat Jared Stidham? And then Newton comes aboard and you're like, oh, God, here we go again.
You would think, but everyone's like, nah, Jared Stidham's the answer. He's the new Tom Brady. He's this and that. And, you know, this actually could be a good thing for Jared, because you don't want to be the guy that replaces the legend.
No, you don't. Again, you don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy.
I mean, very rarely. How often? I think I can only name two times, really, where the guy who replaced the legend actually panned out, and that's Steve Young and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't think of any other person that where they replaced a legend. I guess maybe Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck would be right. That's three. But, yeah, I remember, like, when Bradshaw left the Patriots, the Steelers went with Cliff Stout.
Who?
I mean, Cliff Stout. It's like, what? That was the guy before Mark Malone let him back to the AFC Championship game. And they hated him. Yeah. It's not even your fault.
I can't even tell you who the quarterback was after Dan Fouts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the Chargers.
Right? I mean, it's... Yeah, you never... I mean, I watched it with Brian Griese in Denver. When I got to Denver, yep. Brian Griese was trying to take over for Elway.
Can't do it.
It didn't work. No matter what you did, it was just because you're never going to go 13-3, 14-2, number one seed, right? You're not going to be that guy. You're going to be doing what you can. And no matter what happens, people just can't mentally make the transition. And they're being really illogical, because that's the one thing that drove me crazy. Because I wasn't a big, I mean, it wasn't like I was a Brian Griese fan in Denver, but I was like, guys, you were given a gift of one of the greatest people to play this sport, right? One of the greatest players to play the quarterback position. What do you think? They grow on trees? They happen every day? Like, you just replace. The reason he's a legend is because you can't replace him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why he's a legend. Because you can't just grab a guy. If everybody's a legend, nobody is. Right? And so I would be like, give the guy a break. And they couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. So who got to be the beneficiary of that in Denver? Jake Plummer. Because he was replacing Greasy. He wasn't replacing Elway. Right? So here you have Tom Brady, who's leaving. And now Stidham and Hoyer, we're going to have to live up to that. At least with Newton, he comes in with his own resume. Now, he's not going to be, you know, if he's not going to a Super Bowl his first year. But I think Patriot fans could see Newton the same way we're seeing Newton. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how the fans take it when the actual games are playing. But I think there was, Tom's gone. We were left with two guys we're not really high on. And if we are, we're just trying to sell ourselves on it. And here's Cam Newton. If he's healthy, we got a real legitimate shot to go back to the postseason and see what happens. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, if Newton is healthy and plays really well, I mean, this is fantastic for both. Fantastic for both. Mike Petraglia will join us next from Boston. We'll talk about how this actually went down. Again, not surprising, but it did kind of come from nowhere. As we begin to continue along to look at what the Patriots have done with the Cam Newton signing, as we continue along, it is Wake Up Call on SB Nation Radio.
listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, with Cam Newton signing with the Patriots, let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Mike Petraglia joins us, CLNS Media up in Boston. Help us sort all this out. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Good. This was one of those situations where I was talking about earlier. It's not surprising. It seemed to be a marriage that people were wondering when it would come together, but it did kind of come out of nowhere. What was the buzz in Boston before this was announced?
Really, it did come out of nowhere, and there's even a theory that the Patriots put that one in the hands of the national media to kind of take away a little bit, detract a little bit of the media focus from the penalty that came out over Scoutgate, if you will,
right.
The camera issue with the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals, where a Patriots photographer was up in the press box. But I think Patriot fans really are going to be on board with this because it's really low cost, low risk. You're talking about the veteran minimum for a former MVP back in 2015. And a guy that, you know, like Jarrett Stidham, is from Auburn University, and there's kind of that synergy going on. I think a lot of fans are think that this could work out really well for the Patriots, at least give Jarrett Stidham a push from a veteran who has been brought into camp with, you know, obviously a lot on his resume.
If he is healthy and if he is the going to be the quarterback for the Patriots, as we head into, again, without any camps or without any mini camps or something to go by, what was the Patriots offense projected to look like?
Well, if he's there, if Cam Newton's there, it gives them, and he's healthy, like you said, recovered from shoulder and foot surgeries in 2019. If he's there, it gives them a dynamic that they would not have had with Tom Brady or even with Jarrett Stidham. While Jarrett Stidham is mobile, he cannot do the type of things, and he's not the type of athlete that Cam Newton is. And obviously you've got tools around him in terms of Julian Edelman. You've got James White. You've got Mohamed Sanu. They're an older offense. They've got a lot of age with their weapons on offense. So I think, you know, Cam Newton could give them a different type of look, a different type of mobility at quarterback that they haven't had with Tom Brady, obviously.
Were they going into a more run-oriented offense with Hoyer,
yeah,
or Stidham? So,
no question.
Yeah, is there a feeling that that might change if Newton is healthy?
Well, it would change if Cam Newton shows that he's comfortable with Julian Edelman, Mohamed Sanu, and some of their other receivers on the team.
Right.
It really is going to come down to how well he, and how, like you said, there's no training camp or there's no mini camp. So he's going to have to assimilate to the veteran receivers on board very quickly.
All right. So from the standpoint of how this got done, it seemed like that's where we were projecting Cam Newton once Brady had left and Newton was on the open market. It felt like if you were to make that connection a month ago or 2 months ago, it seemed reasonable. But is there a little bit of a surprise that no other team that might be in the market for a quarterback couldn't create this kind of deal? And if so, is it possible that Newton's camp wanted the Patriots the whole time and was willing to give that kind of deal to New England?
That's a great point, Tony. I just think that, you know, it just, I don't think Cam was going to take the first offer. But I think really what you're talking about here, Tony, is a lot of teams didn't want to take the risk or bother with his,
yeah,
two surgeries. And a lot of teams just figure Cam's best days are behind him. And the Patriots are in a position where there is that Auburn connection. I think that's significant because I think Cam Newton and Jarrett Stidham obviously know each other. And that Cam Newton could come into a situation with old Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick and rediscover his career. I don't think a lot of other teams figured that they had those type of external factors that would work in their favor.
Given where the Patriots were last year with, you know, what Tom Brady was doing for them last year, yes, of course, losing a legend, there's this gap and it's not easy to fill. But the defense was on this historic pace. Is there this feeling that the Patriots were just a complimentary quarterback away from still being very competitive in the division?
No, I mean, I think, you know, Tom Brady was still an exceptional quarterback last year. And I think the issue last year with the New England Patriots was their defense ran out of gas later in the season. And the offense was not very good, but I don't think that was because of Tom Brady. I think the offense was incredibly inconsistent because you lost Rob Gronkowski, and the teams were able to take Julian Edelman out of the offensive game plan, and Brady had nowhere else to go or felt like he had nowhere else to go in the offense. And now they've, you know, replenished the offensive the tight end position, they think, with two rookies, and Devin Asiasi and the rookie out of Virginia Tech. So they feel like they're, you know, in a much better position to support the next quarterback of the Patriots. And I'm sure, you know, Tom Brady was not happy with the way the team built their roster offensively going into 2019. And I think, you know, that kind of reared its ugly head later in the season when the offense never came together and the defense, as it got later in the season, ran out of gas.
When they were talking about Stidham and all of the things that they liked about Stidham, is sometimes you just hear that, and sometimes you have to kind of wonder where that's coming from. But did they really like Stidham? Do they still really like Stidham?
Yes, they absolutely like Jarrett Stidham. And again, I think this is really a low risk situation for the Patriots. If it doesn't work out with Cam Newton, they are, I can tell you, I've talked to people in the organization who have told me that they are very confident with Jarrett Stidham and his, not only his work ethic, but his understanding of the offense and his ability to grasp offensive schemes and execute them on the field. That's a big deal, especially when you're talking about a young quarterback, to be able to handle offensive system that is as complex and as branch oriented as the Patriots offensive system is.
So if we're reading this, and again, this would be this is under the healthy Cam Newton scenario, is there a possibility
right.
that they go with Stidham still at quarterback? This is an open competition, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, and the answer to your question is yes, that is a possibility that Jarrett Stidham beats out Cam Newton, and the Patriots look at Cam Newton as someone who you know, they would like, but they like Jarrett Stidham more, and they'd like to move forward with Jarrett Stidham.
All right, let's get to what you had talked about earlier, this scout gate, whatever it's being called. In terms of the punishment, is it too harsh? Is it just right? Where does it land?
I think it's just right. A third-round pick is a big deal to the Patriots. A lot of fans, you know, on Twitter last night were coming back at me with, you know, what have they really done in the third round? Well, this year they used a third-round pick to address their tight end situation, which was arguably their biggest hole going into the offseason. Last year they got Chase Winovich, a really good edge player out of the University of Michigan. He figures to be a starter going forward and a three-down player for the Patriots going forward. The third-round pick to Bill Belichick is a big deal. But the bigger issue here is that this was a non-football ops violation.
Yeah.
Clear violation by a non-football ops department. And the message to the NFL is, the Patriots, you have behaved like this for almost two decades now. A lot of owners feel this way, at least around the NFL. It's time to make you pay. Whether or not it's related to your football ops, this was an organizational violation. You knew it. You should have known better anyway if you didn't know it, if your staffer didn't know it. And the clear message is that the Patriots are not going to be handled the same way other teams will be in the NFL because of their past history.
Yeah, I was just going to – that was my next question leading up to it, is if this was done by the, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is not a $1.1 million fine.
No, and more to the point, it's not a third-round pick.
Right, exactly.
No way. And I just think that, you know, the league was going to come down harder on the Patriots than any other team. And I, you know, they just had to get all their ducks in a row. And obviously with COVID and everything going on in our country, I think the NFL decided to just wait until things had calmed down and there could be proper focus placed on this story. The NFL did not want this penalty getting buried by news. They wanted the Patriots to be, you know, penalized, and they wanted people to know what exactly the penalty was and not have it, you know, brushed under the rug.
Mike, one other question, and again, thanks for joining us so early. I really appreciate it. There's been this, like, underground rumor. I don't know if you've got any other information on it, that there is a connection between the Patriots and Colin Kaepernick, but not as a quarterback. Is there any – what is the buzz, or is that just somebody trying to make a little Twitter noise?
I think it's Twitter noise. I have not heard that, and I'd be surprised if there were a relationship, but then again, I wouldn't be surprised because the Patriots always do things a little bit outside the bubble in terms of normal football operations. But to answer your question, I have not heard, no.
Mike, awesome stuff as always. Again, thank you for being up so early with us. Appreciate your time, my friend.
You bet. Take care, Tony.
You got it. Mike Petraglia, CLNS Media, does great work covering the Patriots. Good stuff. He's our go-to guy with New England. He's been fantastic on all this stuff, from the Brady stuff that was going down. I mean, really, really, even before Brady decided to leave, remember he would come on and he'd be like, it's 50-50. And I'd be like, really? Well,
He called that in the summertime.
Right. He's like, I think this is his last year. And I'm like, really? You don't think they're going to be able to, a whole year, they won't be able to work it out? But he's like, I just don't think he's going to be here after this year.
No, he's our go-to Patriots guy.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff. And again, and I'm going to mark this date, because if Jarrett Stidham is the starting quarterback with a healthy Cam Newton, I'm going to point to Mike Petraglia telling you this is not a Cam Newton is the starter unless he blows it or is hurt kind of deal. That they love. He's been saying that they've loved Jarrett Stidham for months. So I don't know how much stock you guys want to put into that, but take it from him. This is not a done deal yet in terms of if Cam's healthy, he's the guy, right? Which is what you would assume if you were outside the market. If you were just like me, I mean, there I am going, Cam Newton's going to do this, this, and this if healthy. He could be healthy and still lose the job to Jarrett Stidham, who they apparently love. Because here's the thing. Sometimes you love the guy you just have, right? You have to say you love him because you can't say you don't. What, you can't come out and publicly and go, well, obviously we've got a downgrade at quarterback because the kid we have is not as good as other people around the league. No, you go, oh no, we think we're in capable hands with our guy. We love him. And then what do? You sign a Cam Newton, right? Or you get another guy. But you could still bring in another guy and still really love the guy you have because of the money. So I don't know. I kind of forgot to ask him, which is what if Newton plays well, like really well?
Yeah.
Do they have the money to sign him next year?
Probably. You know, what are they else are they spending it on?
I mean, I think they, I do believe they have a lot of, they'll have a lot of cap space going into 2021.
Yeah.
So I mean, do think they'll have money to, but
you think, I mean, if you think about it, they're two high profile guys. Brady and Gronk aren't on their team.
Right. So
I don't know who else they were spending big bucks on, because that's not Belichick's way. Belichick doesn't spend big bucks on anybody.
Well, I think they just signed one of their offensive guards to some money, but they don't have anybody else really breaking the bank.
Yeah, that's always been their MO. Yeah. Everyone's replaceable.
So if you're Newton and you're on the, you know, you go on the open market, you might be more inclined to just stay where you are. Just be like, all right. No, I like this. I took the deal. You took the deal, and we made this work. Look at us. I played well. You guys won some games.
Yeah, why not win a couple championships?
Can you imagine a healthy Cam Newton, though? I mean, again, healthy Cam Newton is the caveat here, not slightly injured Cam Newton. If a healthy Cam Newton is on the bench for Jarrett Stidham, talk about two pressure pack things for Stidham that you wouldn't want to bestow on any young quarterback.
I think if Newton's healthy, I think he gets to start.
Yeah, but just play around with that for a second. Think about your Jarrett Stidham, right? And you are the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots immediately following Tom Brady with another former healthy MVP on the sideline. Like, think about that pressure. I wouldn't want to bestow that on any second-year, third-year kid in this league. That's crazy. But it could happen. We'll see. I doubt it. I agree with you. I think Newton's a guy. If Newton's healthy, he's their guy. All right, again on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's, as we continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of Wake Up Call presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. More on the Cam Newton signing for Patriots coming up next hour. What does that mean for the AFC East? And also something that Mike Petralia brought up, which I totally agreed with, which was the NFL really wanted that punishment news to overlay the any other news that was coming out. So it was very coincidental that the Patriots landed the bigger news rather than the fact that they're losing a draft pick and having to pay a $1.1 million fine for something that a television production company did for them while filming a Browns-Bengals game last year. We'll continue with Wake Up Call, 800-224-2004. Does this make the Patriots again the team in the AFC East to beat, or are the Bills still the team that probably should take over the division? We'll continue our conversation next on Wake Up Call.